Well, hello there, and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts from the Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and today on this edition of The Conversation, I'm chatting with Bebe Nguyen, Reston Community Center's newly appointed executive director, and we're going to talk about 30 years of celebrating global culture in Reston with a multicultural festival. Bebe, thanks for being on the County Conversation podcast.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to the conversation about multicultural festivals. But before we start there, I got to first congratulate you on becoming the newly appointed executive director of RCC, as we're going to call it, instead of having to say Reston Community Center every time. So congrats.
Thank you very much. I'm very honored to be at the helm of leading such a unique and dynamic organization and, stepping foot into Lila Gordon's role. And she has set us up for such great success with, and we're ready for all the changes that's coming down the pipe.
Well, if we have some time, I want to get to that. But of course, first, we want to start with a multicultural festival. So first, tell me, when is this Reston Multicultural Festival?
The Reston Multicultural Festival is Saturday, September 21st. It starts at 11 a.m. through 6 p.m.
And cost associated?
Absolutely free.
Wow. Okay. Free for everybody.
Everybody.
Okay. Young, adults, old, cats, dogs, whoever wants to come?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a regional event, and we want as many people to come and celebrate the diversity that's in Reston.
Okay. So where would folks go if they wanted to come to the festival?
It is at Reston Town Center.
Okay. And I understand from our pre-interview chat or pre-conversation chat that it's expanded this year. You've got additional venues or stages, if you want to call them that. So tell us about that a little bit.
This year, we are grateful for the partnership with the Reston Town Center Association. But in addition to that, Boston Properties has helped us expand the footprint of this festival all the way up Market Street into the pavilion. So there's going to be the large pavilion stage, in addition to the park stage that's down by Reston Town Square Park, and then the Library Street stage, which is the street that runs sort of perpendicular to Market Street.
Oh, okay, so three stages?
Okay. Yes, we're so excited.
Okay. Any main highlights on those stages? Or?
Absolutely. There's going to be about 20 different cultural and traditional performances, from dance troupes to storytellers to songs. And the partnership that we have with the NEA Heritage Fellows, this year, 2024 Heritage Fellows include the Zuni Oya Maidens, who's going to be performing on our pavilion stage, as well as Rosie Flores. She's from Texas, and she's bringing 40 years of traditional American roots folk music that has a kind of a fusion, a flair to it that I think is going to be very enjoyable for everybody. And then we have the Cambodian costume maker, Sochita Ng. And all three of them are from the NEA Heritage Fellowship that we're, so honored to be partnering with and presenting them at this festival.
Okay. So the three stages, and if you said the names of them, I apologize. Maybe I didn't catch them. Pavilion stage is one.
Park stage.
Park stage. Okay. And then the
library.
Okay. I had Market Stage, but that's Market Street. So,
right.
Okay.
So what we've doing on Market Street, we call it the Market Street Stroll, which is our way of doing activating the streets and having really kind of going along with the county's open street concept. So there's going to be a lot of interactive dance performing. On that Market Street, as well as there's a group by the name of the Jump DC Superstars that's going to be teaching anybody who wants to learn how to do double dutch. And I think that is such a fun, I mean, it just kind of reminds me of, when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I would kind of you know, before school starts, you kind of circle around. It's such a good way for people to connect with each other. I mean, in addition, I mean, there's so many new things that I think we weren't able to do when we had the smaller footprint. So this time around, we really leveraged the expanded footprint, and we're bringing K-pop dance troupes, and there's a K-pop girls group dance that's going to happen along Market Street. So there's a lot of new features and new performances that we're able to take advantage of the expanded footprint.
Okay. So you said this expanded footprint, is it on Market Street that you're able to do this?
Yes.
Okay. So you've always had pavilion stage and library stage, is that correct?
No, actually, this is the third year that we have the multicultural festival. Unfortunately, last year we had to cancel it because of the hurricane that came through that weekend. So the first year that we were able to have it at Reston Town Center, it was a very small footprint that essentially was down towards the park stage only. So this is the first year that we're able to really take advantage of the full, all three stages, all the way up to where the Mercury Fountain is.
Okay. Wow. Well, since you kind of brought it up and kind of looking at history and some of the things that, you know, are new this year and a couple over the years, past few years, let's go way back, 30 years ago? How did this idea come about to have a multicultural festival? And why did y'all start it?
I believe that it came about organically because Bob Simon, the founder of Reston, built into that community spirit of belonging. Mm-hmm. And so this festival is the community's way to celebrate all the diversity that is in Reston. So I want to mention that this would be Lila's 25th multicultural festival that she has presented and produced. And I think, you know, it's capping all of those changes, the demographic changes that is taking place, the growth that Reston has been seeing and will continue to see into the next, 10, 20 years. So I feel like more than ever before, this is that community spirit that is so inherent in our investing DNA. And, I can't wait to see how, this new, venue is going to really make the people of Reston and the people in the surrounding community, come together to celebrate.
Now, has this always been at the Reston Town Center?
No, like I said earlier, we moved this to Town Center 3 years ago. Originally, it originated in the Lake Ann Plaza of Reston.
Oh, okay. So it definitely has grown and more people enjoying the festival and all that kind of stuff. So you mentioned you're the new executive director, and is this going to be your first, or is it still being produced by Lila?
This is still under Lila's.
Okay.
She will be retiring in mid-December.
Okay.
So I have a little bit of time, a little longer to learn from her.
All right. So does that bring any added pressure, knowing that next year it's all yours?
No. I think I've this is one of those events that is so near and dear to my heart. I came to Reston, as a matter of fact, one of the key things of my interview to become RCC Communications Director 17 years ago was to write the marketing plan for Multicultural Festival.
Oh, okay.
And so each year I take a lot of pride in wearing my Vietnamese áo dài to the festival, and I'm looking forward to doing it this year as well.
Okay. All right. Cool deal. We are on the County Conversation podcast talking with B.B. Nguyen. She is the newly appointed executive director of the Reston Community Center. We're talking about the Reston Multicultural Festival. It's going to be held at the Reston Town Center. That is on Saturday, September 21st from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Guess what? It's free for everybody. There's lots of stuff there for you to enjoy. Three different stages, lots of things, entertainment, I'm assuming food, games, all kind of stuff. Talk to me a little bit about the broad picture, everything there.
There's going to be three stages of performances. So there are about 20 cultural groups that, you know, comes from different cultural traditions that are going to be performing on stage. Along Market Street, we're activating a lot of interactive types of dance performances. There's going to be storytellers. There's going to be artisans and crafts vendors that, you know, sell their goods that are very artisanal. They've traveled internationally to make these crafts available to us, and they go straight to the producers around the world. So you know it's nothing that is mass marketed at all. They're very hand selected goods that I think people would find interesting to find in a place like the Multicultural Festival.
So the interactivity is like one of the highlights of the Market Street. And I think early on you mentioned a couple of maybe the bigger name performances, but let's talk about the pavilion stage, for instance. Any couple of highlights from the pavilion stage?
Yes. So it's going to open with an opening ceremony where we have a lot of our county and state elected officials who's going to kick off the festival at the pavilion stage. And then it will open with a Diablada Boliviana dance troupe. And then after that, it follows by the Nomad Dancers. It's a Iranian-Afghanistan dance group, and follows by some of those Heritage Fellows, names that I've mentioned earlier. And one of the key things that we're going to close the festival with, on the park stage, and this is something that I'm very excited about. It's the first of its kind, and it's the Howard Gospel Choir of Howard University. And it's traditional and contemporary gospel music, that is going to be very healing and restorative, for the people who are able to experience that.
I was sitting here thinking, I mean, it sounds wonderful, and, you know, we're kind of talking about all the great stuff and the fun time that's going to be had there. And the first thing that popped in my mind is, what about all the traffic? How are you handling, or how have y'all planned for more traffic into the resting town center area and to make sure that everybody has a great time?
Well, Reston Town Center Association and Boston, BXP, who is co-hosting this event with us, we have, I think, over 5 different garages that are free to the public on the weekends. And we have, you know, a lot of entrances and into, you know, the town center. I don't think there'll be much of an issue at all.
Okay. All right. Good to know. It's been a while since I've been there, so I know every time I go, it's like, oh, wow, didn't realize that was there. It's really quite big.
Yeah.
So that's good. You mentioned the support from the associations and the vendors and those kind of things. That does bring me to my next question, and we'll get off the negative here in a minute, but monetarily, you know, it would seem like this would cost a lot to put on a multicultural festival. How is the funding handled? You know, talk to me a little bit about the logistics side and the money side.
Reston Community Center is a special tax district agency. And so that's our mission, is to cultivate and bring, embrace diversity and traditions. So it is something that we've produced for, like you said, over 30 years. But we do it with, you know, a lot of partners. As I said earlier, Reston Town Center Association, BXP is also a part of the partnership. The performers and the groups that we bring, we partner with the National Council for the Traditional Arts. We partner with the NEA. So there's a lot of partners that work with us to bring all of these to the festival.
Right. Say somebody's listening after this event on September 21st, and maybe they're a performer or know someone who is. Talk to me a little bit about how you would go about becoming a performer at a future multicultural festival.
So with these types of large festivals, as soon as you finish one, you really you know, start all over again. So I would advise people who see, you know, who take an interest in participating to go to our website, www.Reston Community Center/MCF for Multicultural Festival, and email us of their interest. Typically, early in the springtime is when we put out a call for entries for performers as well as arts and crafts vendors. And there is a very short application process, and our community events, our offsite and collaboration director, Maggie Parker, and her team do the vetting process and respond to everybody who shows interest.
So ReStonCommunityCenter.com, you can get more information there. I'm sure it's got a phone number and email address on that website as well. Got just a couple of minutes left, and I do want to cover RCC, or the Reston Community Center, in the larger picture. Not going to dive deep, but just tell me the basics. And you kind of mentioned some of it earlier about the mission, but why is Reston Community Center there, and why is it such an important part of the Reston community?
I think the center serves such a unique place in building community in Reston. And this year, actually, 2024, marks our 45th anniversary. And we do so by, you know, providing a wide range of programs in aquatics, of course, in the arts, the cultural programs, enrichment, and then lifelong learning for all ages from, you know, from infancy to all the way to 99. And the Multicultural Festival is one of those signature, and we call it the soul of the agency event that really sustained the community traditions, while also bringing in a lot of the regional diversity that we have right here in Fairfax County. Some of the performers that I mentioned earlier to you, Jim, comes right here, you know, from Washington, D.C., from Howard University. So, you know, we're just so enriched by the diversity that exists here. Right. And this festival is one of those ways that we build community and celebrate diversity. We also do outreach activities. We partner with a lot of our community organizations. And one of the key elements of this festival is also the community organizations that are going to be present at the festival as well. Okay. There are about, I believe, about over 20 community organizations that will be hosting, you know, different children's activities, as well as educating our festival goers of the different services and programs that they provide.
Okay, awesome. If you don't mind, tell us the website again. I don't know if you know the telephone number off the top of your head, but how can folks reach out to RCC or Reston Community Center?
Absolutely. www.ReStonCommunityCenter.com. And our main number is 703-476-4500.
All right. 703-476-4500 is the main number. ReStonCommunityCenter.com. A lot of great information on there. Again, the Reston Multicultural Festival is Saturday, September 21st, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Reston Town Center. Best news of all, it's all free. If you miss this one, don't worry. There'll be another one in 2025 and beyond, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely. We look forward to this event every year. And I don't want to not mention my sincere thanks to all of our partners, our staff, and especially our volunteers. We cannot do this without you. So thank you so much for the opportunity for me to bring this to the county conversation.
Oh, absolutely. And as we head out of here, again, you're the newly appointed executive director of RCC. Put you on the spot. Goals, visions, anything you're looking forward to in the years to come under your leadership?
I am embracing the opportunity to lead this organization through you know, breakneck speed, rapid changes in technology and demographics, growth. We have to be ready to serve the people who are coming into our community, as well as the business growth that are happening in Reston. So I think I'm already on my way to making sure that RCC is ready to for the growth that I've mentioned.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm pretty focused on the technology side.
Yeah.
But in the years to come, I'm looking forward to working all of our partners and being out there to be the face of RCC.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations and good luck.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm sure we'll be seeing you and RCC for many years to come. So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
B.B. Nguyen with us on the County Conversation. Thanks to her for being here. Thanks to you for listening. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on soundcloud.com/Fairfax County and our podcast webpage. That's fairfaxcounty.gov/podcast. Thanks again for listening to the County Conversation, which is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.